Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to, earlier today, Mark Neild and I, to have caught up with the CEO of the AFL in a massive season for the game. We were lucky enough to be able to get him for 10 or 12 minutes for a chat. And I started off by asking Gil if this was a day he was so relieved to see.
Yeah, I'll be certainly relieved when we get to 10:30 Melbourne time tonight, and hopefully we've had a great game and things have gone well. But it's been a long year, but huge effort from our clubs, our players, my team, and to be frank, the sort of the public across Australia have went in on it. And so I think it'll be the industry collectively will be pretty proud when we get there tonight. And I think it's been an amazing year from so many.
I know the question was asked yesterday at the coaches and captains press conference about the amazement that it's two Victorian clubs who have spent so much time on the road have defied everything to be there in a grand final. Has it surprised you as well?
Yes and no. I think it's a credit to them that they've dealt with the adversity, and there's probably a bit of a headwind there. But yeah, I think they've proved that they're the best two clubs for the year. They've at various times both been favourites, I think. And I think almost the resilience was through the season and the grind. And once they got down to finals, they've sort of put their head down and been all business. And I think you make a case that these have been the best two teams all year, and it proved to be in the end. And so, hopefully Port Brisbane's time will come, and they will feel they had their chances. But these two, I think they're the real big boys at the moment, and they've made it.
Gil, from a whole competition perspective, clearly you would have been inundated with meetings and ideas and everything to get through this season. Have there been some things that you've learnt or implemented that you think you'll be able to carry forward into following seasons?
Yeah, we're discussing all that at the moment. There's a couple of things at the macro level. I mean, the ability that when we collaborate and work together, we can get pretty significant things done quickly. I mean, and that's the second part, is there's an agility that is possible. We don't need a year's notice on everything, and we can be a bit more nimble, and we get good results because of it. So that's the lens. Now, whether that's a rolling fixture or compressed fixture or whatever, we'll work through that over the next month or so. But I know a lot of people think there's some stuff that we actually should roll in the next year, those being two examples, but where we land, we'll see.
From your personal point of view, was there a moment in time this year where you felt we will get to grand final day? Have you been able to pinpoint an exact time when you thought it's on the cards? We're going to get to late October and we will make it to the grand final.
I actually always felt we'd find a way to get the season away. Now, whether it was, December, and with all the things being much harder, and I think we did have a lot of things go wrong, I always felt we'd find a way. Now, I think that did I expect to be playing in final series where we've had 100-something thousand people, and I feel the things, as hard as they've got, some things have gone right, and we've done it in a way that is, I think you with a lot of legitimacy, really, in a grand final, rather than any asterisk, is going to be regarded as one of the great premierships. So at times, there was really difficult decisions and things kept on getting harder, but I always felt we'd make it. But maybe that was being naive, but certainly, as I said, as you start with, there's an element of relief to be here on the cusp of it.
Gil, what have you done to take your mind off it at any stage? Have you been able to have some time to yourself over the last 7 months to just be Gil McLachlan rather than the CEO of the AFL, or has that been impossible to do?
Listen, first of all, everyone's had it tough. I mean, I've just been doing my job like so many people are, so it's been hard. I think everyone's had a tough year. It hasn't been that easy, I'll be honest, because obviously until I got up here 6 weeks ago, I was in pretty much lockdown the right through, and so I was just with the family, and I had I got the good fortune, we got a little block outside sort of in the Otways there where I've been since March. So my time down there was fortunate. I could get outside and plant a tree or dig a fence hole or do something like that and fix some stuff up, and that's for me was I like my time, I spend my time even in a good year. So that was the opportunity I had, which I was very fortunate that I was. I was either work or the kids, but I was able to go and pot around the little block we've got and do some jobs. That was a great break. It was a great opportunity I had.
What was the first game you attended live post the Victorian clubs being gone in early July? And do you remember that feeling of walking through a gate for the first time and going, gee, I'm back in the crowd and can be a fan again?
We got out of quarantine. I came out of quarantine September 15. So I assume it was the next weekend, which must have been the last round, I think. Well, yeah, anyway, the first game I went to was Sydney, Geelong, I'm pretty sure. And I might have got that wrong, but I went to a couple. But walking in, first of all, having people around you was quite uncomfortable, having been in lockdown and then in quarantine. And yeah, it took a little while to get into the rhythm, but I don't remember. That was a very good game. Geelong won in the end. Just Paddy Dangerfield had a great second half up forward, and it was a good game that people were into. And yeah, as you warmed into it, it was nice to get the footy. And I say that with great respect for everyone in Victoria, hasn't been able to get there, and we'll get that next year. And yeah, but it was a nice reminder of how nice it is to get the football and what we've been missing in Victoria. And I know how tough it's been for so many.
Have you got a favourite moment from the year? Is there something that stands out that when you think about the footy and the action on field that you go, gee, that was a good game, or that was a good moment?
I did think that game, it was unbelievably nice to see Paddy Dangerfield have to win a game, go one out in the square. And every time, like the old days, people were looking up and going, where's Dangerfield when Geelong got it through the middle? I remember that. I reckon Matt Rowe stands out. It's just, God, it's great to have young talent come in and just to be so dominant, just three best on ground. And you know, remember everyone was looking forward to the Gold Coast game, you know, at the end, like, just to watch Matt Rowe. I think the other thing I do, and it's not on field necessarily, but that when we had that footy frenzy and we're all locked down in stage three or stage four, just I was just a fan in the evenings like everyone else. Everyone had been working hard and homeschooling, and then to be able to watch the footy every night, I think that was something that was a special period, because certainly in our family we set our whole day up around it, and I think that was the case for many.
Gil, again, from a whole code perspective, having the majority of the season, not all the season, but the majority of the season in Queensland, just what are your thoughts or insights into how that will help the growth of the game in the state of Queensland?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, we've been investing hard here for 25, 30 years, and so the base of work has been significant. And this is just going to be like such a sort of stimulant. I was about to say a steroid, probably not the right word.
It's just this no.
injection of, this huge sort of silver lining of COVID about what it's done to football up here. And so the numbers are there, the ratings have been remarkable. The amount of tickets we've sold to finals up here, even the four Victorian teams in what's normally a soft week two, we sold 40,000 tickets to four Victorian teams. Gold for a grand final sold out in 19 minutes. Junior participation is the highest it's ever been, and that's quite a COVID year. And then now that's all the objective data. And then anecdotally, I mean, I've just been out this morning. I went down to do some interviews down the other end. There's people everywhere. These are the Queenslanders as well, yelling out, doing stuff. There's a huge energy. The Courier and Mail have been very generous. And where it goes, I don't know. We're going to plan. We'll invest more in the market. But it just feels like it's going to really now supercharge what's 25 or 30 years of investment. And I'm very bullish about how the AFL will be travelling up here over the next few years.
How many scenarios, Gil, do you have in play for 2021? I spoke to Brian Cook yesterday, and he's budgeted for five different scenarios in terms of crowd numbers and games at GMHBA Stadium for the Cats. But how many different scenarios are the AFL playing with in terms of hubs and fixturing and start dates and the like?
Yeah, we have contingencies. Like Brian, I don't know whether it's five. I guess we have plans for the worst, and then we try and budget and look forward to what we think is most likely. At the moment, that's still probably a bit uncertain, but it's taught us this year that we can play our shots a bit late and get things done. So we're planning on starting that normal date of 22nd or 3rd or 20th of March, where we always started. We're planning on 22 games, 23 rounds. We are hopefully not going to be in hubs, but if we need to, we'll make those decisions to get it all done. So we're planning as usual. We're obviously planning that there'll be some challenges around crowds in certain areas. So being real about that. But, you know, hopefully it'll be as normal as possible. And so everyone in Victoria, I'm optimistic we'll be going to the footy in Victoria around one next year in late March. But clearly, if it's taught us anything this year, you can't take this virus for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. List sizes, before we let you go, Gil, that's one that obviously clubs are working around, salary cap and the like. Will they get some certainty and clarity around that in the coming days as the trade period starts next Friday?
Yeah, I hope so. It's a bit of a challenge. We'll get there, and you know, the information's at the moment imperfect, but we'll have enough for the trade period to go ahead. Whether we've got a deal done with the players, I'm not sure, but the goodwill is there from both sides, and we'll get there. And you know, we just need to make sure that even if it's not perfect, everyone has the same and the relevant information.
Yep. Gil, I believe somebody very close to you is a Mad Cat supporter. Am I right in saying your mum is a fanatic when it comes to the navy blue and white hoops?
She's a full nutbag, there's no doubt about that. She's like crazy. I don't know quite how it happened, but she is, and she's superstitious. She sits in the same seat. She's got a crew that goes to the cattery, and she'll be watching today, and she's blaming the umpiring on me and doing everything that every other Geelong supporter will be doing. She's fully invested, and you know, it's a big day for all Geelong supporters, so I hope they go well.
Yeah, absolutely, and we do here at Carra. Gil, congratulations on getting us through what has been an incredibly tough year. Nobody could have ever foreseen what would unfold when we did shut down after round one and what it would take to get to the finish line, but it's within sight. And to you and your team, congratulations, and we really appreciate your time on K-Rock and giving us some of your thoughts as we lead into Grand Final 2020.
Thanks, guys, for the support. I hope your day goes well for you. And to all the listeners, all I'd say is understand how difficult it's been in Melbourne. The support and the members and the fans has got everyone through this season. A thank you to everyone. And I hope that, I know things aren't perfect down there, but you can find time to sit with family at a minimum, and hopefully it's a bit better for some in the regions. And take your mind off it all and watch hopefully one of the great grand finals. It'll be a big game, two great teams and a big event, and thanks for the support.
So that is AFL CEO Gil McLachlan, who was good enough to give us some of his time earlier today. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. You can find them, of course, on the Bellarine Highway at Moorlap.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.